Number the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number five, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Number ten, thou shalt not covet. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Psalm 121:1-8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. When cometh my help?
My help cometh from the Lord between heaven and earth.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is thy shade, thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy soul.
The Lord shall preserve thy coming out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always strive, neither will he keep his anger forever.
The Lord has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust.
For
as for him, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
God has a plan for each of our lives. Our class has been studying the life of Moses. A new Pharaoh came to the throne of Egypt. The Pharaoh forced the Hebrew people to be his slaves, but hope never left their hearts.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no but trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. There the fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
In their sorrow, the people cried, "How long, O Lord, will it be? When will you show us the way out?" We read in Exodus 1:22, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, 'Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive.'"
"I am a princess, the daughter of Pharaoh. This is one of the Hebrew children. He will be my son. I will call him Moses, because I drew him out of the water."
Now Moses was no longer a prince in the palace, but a shepherd in the desert. And God called Moses to go and bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt.
"Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? I can't go. And who will, shall I say, send me? And who will believe me? I have spoken speech. Lord, please send someone else."
"I can put my faith in Jesus, yes I can. Thank Him for His loving kindness, yes I can. I can have my sins forgiven, have a promise from heaven, win the battle when I'm tempted, yes I can. I can turn to Lord my Savior, yes I can. Each day grow to be more like Him, yes I can. I can read God's word and pray, find His will and then obey, share God's message today, yes I can. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Exodus 4:14 tells us, "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, 'Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart.'"
"Moses, I am so glad to see you. You say God said I'm to be your spokesman? Okay. Now tell me again, what signs did God do with your rod?"
"He said to cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent."
"Did you flee from it?"
"Yes. Then God said to put forth thy hand and pick it up by the tail."
"By the tail? Wow."
"Yes. Then God said to put forth yes, and it became a rod again."
Moses and Aaron trusted God and obeyed. In Acts 7:35 and 36, we read, "This Moses, whom they refused, saying, 'Who made thee a ruler and a judge?' The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years.
Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11.
Jesus Christ is the only one who can deliver from the bondage of sin.
In Sunday school, we've been studying the judges, Samuel, Saul, and recently we've begun studying David.
So for our program today, we'd like to look at an important part of their lives and an important part of our lives. I mean a really important part, an extremely important part, a really, really important part. I mean, this part affects our entire life. The way we think, the things we say, the way we act. It makes us who we are. You can't get any more important than that. I mean, really, really, really important.
Would you just say it?
No.
What?
Let's see if the people out there can figure it out.
Okay, where do we start?
Let's start with the nation of Israel. In the book of Judges, theirs were wicked. They were serving idols instead of God. That's why God sent judges, to deliver them and bring them back to him. Let's look at five of them.
Ehud was the left-handed judge. God used him to show Eglon, the king of Moab, that you shouldn't trust somebody who has a special secret message for you.
Old Shamgar needed was an ox goad to defeat 600 Philistines. Well, an ox goad and the power of God, of course.
God used Deborah and Barak to defeat Sisera, captain of the Canaanite army, after King Jael had oppressed Israel for 20 years. The credit for the defeat really goes to Jael, a woman who defeated Sisera with the milk of kindness.
Gideon had to learn that God can conquer with many or few after facing the Midianites with just 300 soldiers.
Then there was Samson. God used him to do some amazing things against the Philistines. We especially liked when he picked up the gate at Gaza and carried it 20 miles away. I would say this part of the judges was weighted. They had a hard job to do. When they trusted the Lord, he always brought deliverance and lifted the weight of oppression.
Then there was Samuel. He definitely had a willing one. When he was very young, he showed his willingness by hearing and obeying the voice of God.
Come to Saul. He had a weak one. God gave him the opportunity to be a great king, but he disobeyed and became weaker and weaker. That's why Samuel had to rebuke him and tell him that obedience is what God wants.
Obedience.
lastly, we come to David. His was wonderful, because his was after God's own. I almost said it. David's wasn't perfect, only God's is. But David trusted God to take him from watching over his sheep to being a great king. He truly loved the Lord. Speaking of love, we memorize the love chapter in the Bible that is often called love chapter.
First Corinthians 13. Lord, speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Well, here's the last part of our program. Have you figured it out yet? Let's review. Israel's was wicked. The judges was weighted. Samuel's was... willing. Saul's was weak, and David's was wonderful. Now it's time to talk about our own. And to do that, I'm going to quote the second part of Revelation 1:5 and leave a word out. See if you know what that word is. Revelation 1:5, unto him that loved us and us from our own sins in his blood. Washed. That's right, ours are washed. What are we talking about?
Our hearts.
How is your heart?
Is it wicked, not knowing the Lord?
Is it weighted with the cares of this world?
Is it weak in faith?
Is it wonderful after God's own heart?
Is it willing to hear God's voice and obey?
Has it been washed by the blood of Jesus?
Even though we are young, all hearts have been washed. And like when Samuel was young, God's voice can still speak to us through his word.
Don't forget to pray for the young people of your church, that we will have hearts that listen and respond, and be a good example to us by listening and responding in your own hearts.
Speak, Lord, for the servant hears. Speak, Lord, for the servant hears. I am but a child, yet thou hast called my name. There must be a special task for me to claim. Speak, Lord, tell me all thy will. Speak, Lord. I don't ask for fame. I don't ask that honor be heaped upon my name. I only ask thy presence to ever be the same. Speak, Lord, for the servant hears. Come, Lord, take me by the hand. Come, Lord, teach a child to stand. To go and tell me what to say. Give thy word to light my path and point the way. Yes, Lord, the command is heard. Yes, Lord, I obey thy word. Now I feel thy power, and now I see thy plan. Mold me as a useful vessel in thy hand. I don't ask for riches, I don't ask for fame, I don't ask that honor be heaped upon my name. I only ask thy presence to ever be the same. Speak, Lord.